Proclamation number 6202, dated the March 1st, 1955. Task in life, helping with love. Your task in earthly life is to lovingly help each other. You are only able to work your way up through helpful love, for this alone raises your soul's degree of maturity. This alone enables you to enter the kingdom of light and will ensure beatitude after your physical death. All other efforts are of no benefit to you if you exclude being of loving service. If your heart remains hardened, if you want to dominate where you should be helpful. For only through helpful neighborly love will you make amends for the past sin of having rejected love, when you yourselves withdrew from love in order to follow the one who is totally devoid of love, who revolted against me. Your life on earth has only been given to you to acquire the love again which you once rejected, so that you demonstrate that you want to change your nature, that you demonstrate your change of will by being lovingly active. Hence you cannot ignore love if you want to become perfect again, if you want to return to me again in order to be infinitely happy. The knowledge of this is worthless to you if you don't put it into practice. And the opportunity for this will always be offered to you. And you will always see hardship around you. People in need will always approach you and appeal for your help. And then don't let them go from you without having helped them, if you are able to do so. And don't worry that you have to go short yourselves, for the measure you use will be the measure you receive again. But also use your intelligence. This, too, is my advice, so that you will not damage your neighbor more than helping him. For adversity caused by a person's own fault shall also be remedied by him again, where this is within the scope of possibility. And the fact that it will be possible if the person is willing, can be appealed for by him from me. You must therefore distinguish between adversity and negligence. You should certainly ease suffering but never encourage another person's carelessness, which is a great evil and should therefore not be supported. Yet where love helpfully intervenes, the adversity will also quickly be remedied, for I will help as well, if I recognize love on the one hand and gratitude on the other. No human being will be abandoned by me. And if he turns to me myself, he will also be shown a way which will guide him out of all adversity. However, anyone who only relies on his fellow human being is not truly entitled to help, and the adversity is intended to make him see that he himself must change. For adversity is often the teaching method I use for a person in order to win him over for myself, so that the adversity impels him to me. So that it reminds the person of me and he takes refuge in me, who will then never disappoint him. It is my will that all people shall become blessed, and thus it is also my will that they should recognize me. However, many people spend no thought on me as long as they have a good life on earth, and thus they are on a downward spiral, towards my adversary. Only through adversity can I influence them such that they turn around and strive towards me as their goal, that they pleadingly raise their hands to me for help. And I will hear this call and send them help when the time is right. Be lovingly active as long as you live on earth and give to your neighbor what he needs. And I will bless you in that which you give to your neighbor for love of me. Amen.